The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so I have a special treat for you, which is kind of my May Day present. And I know May Day is still a couple days ahead, right? But I thought it's May, the month of Yes, You May. May Day. That's from Camelot, but the idea of maypole and whatever is a fertility deal. So I decided I would do something cheerful and fun, not even knowing that we were going to be talking about depression, although we talked about alcoholism, which is probably related to depression. We know that alcoholics have, I think it's 8 times greater incidence of depression than the regular population, which makes some sense, that if you're perfectly happy, the need to change your mood isn't very high. If you're pretty unhappy, it is. And we know whatever else is true about alcohol is that it works, even though it's a central nervous system depressant. So, but the point being that I decided that I would do something really fun on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And so today's It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which will occur in about 20-some minutes, is with the comedian Mike Birbiglia. And I've seen all of his stuff. You'll hear, and when we do the interview, it was as hard to get a hold of him. It was easier to get a hold of literally some presidents and governors that I've had on the program than it was to get a hold of him. But so that'll be a, kind of a treat for you guys going into May Day. So I thought what else we do, as I said, our priority is always to deal with the urgency of people's lives. And emails, I remember very early in my career being on a panel about the internet and emails and saying that the trick about emails for those of us who are on the air is that email is an immediate ability to be in touch with somebody, and the immediacy generates the expectation of immediate feedback. And so if you're going to get hundreds of emails every day, how are you going to respond to all those? So we needed to be careful about it. And Manny is my email conscience around here, and he's convinced Blake as well that when we get emails, we try and answer them as quickly as possible with the idea of an immediate feedback. But still, the best way to get in touch with me is a call. Okay, so let's look at, I know that we have a couple of emails. Let's look at them.
Yeah, so let's start with June here. June says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I love your show. I listen all the time and have actually called you a few times. I want to address a comment you made concerning the picture of Harriet Tubman and if they could do a better photo." She says, "Keep in mind the quality of the camera during this period and that I am sure Harriet did not have an opportunity to groom for this photo."
I knew I was getting trouble about it. When I said it, I knew I was going to get in trouble about it. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. She says, "This woman would wake up in the morning, night, noon, day, from wherever she may have slept, basement, woods, back porch, barn, etc., and there was no mirror, no time for grooming. A time to help others. I love the picture. It is what it is, so please don't try to Photoshop it. Pictures tell the whole story."
All right, fair enough. When I said that, I knew I was going to get in trouble. Let me tell you what my basic issue was, and I'm going to get in as much trouble for this as anything else, is I think it's wonderful that she's on. She's only the second woman. She's the first woman of color, and I think it's fantastic. I just wish it were more obvious that, among other things, that she is female, because the picture is nearly asexual. And I'm not suggesting she should be in a bathing suit. I'm just saying, you know, there are other pictures I have seen. Let me put it this way. I have seen other pictures of Harriet Tubman that I think would be more appropriate for
right.
placing on the bill. Right? I wasn't suggesting that we put mascara on her. I wasn't going to Photoshop her hair on it. I've seen pictures that I thought were, number one, more flattering, and second of all, were more celebratory of the fact that she's a woman and a woman of color. That was my only point. But I can't argue. I sort of appreciate your sort of taking me to task. Well, being aware that we are who we are and we live in a society that puts a huge amount of emphasis on how people look as opposed to how they behave, I get all that. And I realized when I was saying it. But my point was a little different than that. Perfectly legitimate to take me to task on it.
I'd rather Andrew Jackson photoshopped out of the bill than her.
And they're putting him on the back.
Right. Well, it's still a little, so, I don't know.
Yeah, and obviously at the time of the Civil War, there were. It's interesting that there is a photograph of her, because 10 years earlier than that, there probably would not have been. That was when photography really got fairly common, was during the war, during the Civil War, for those of you who didn't know that. But presumably you do now. This is it. I'm in trouble today, aren't I? I'm just going to be in trouble no matter what. It's all right. These things happen.
Embrace it.
My mother liked the fact that I could figure out how to get the lid off her honey, so I'll take that for what it is.
There you go.
My mom loves me. All right. Even if Scott and everybody else is mad at me. All right. So here we go. All right. Let's look at the second email.
Okay. So the other email is from Robin. Robin says, "Dear Joy, I am 68 and recently met someone on a dating site. He moved so quickly, flowers, romance, and it was two dates talking about the next Passover in Jerusalem. Lots of joking and fun. But I like my feet planted, so I asked to slow down. No sex, and he had two divorces immediately." Says sword. Not sure if that's a typo. "Like in 3 days since we first met in person, I assumed I am seeing a desperate man, and I should find him."
Well, no, wait. Back up, because I got, all right, so I thought, so flowers, next year in Jerusalem, 68. I'm missing some of the middle here, aren't I?
So it's a little complicated. So I'll just kind of reread that middle part. So they said, "There was lots of joking and fun, but I like my feet planted, so I asked to slow down, no sex," okay, "and had two divorces immediately."
He'd had two divorces, so
yes,
she has to slow
yes
down. All right, I got that
yep
part.
So in 3 days since we first met in person, I'm not sure what that's what? Supposed to mean. It looks like a grammatical typo. But she says, I assume I am seeing a separate man, and I should find him willing to slow down if he was not. Just checking. He is 69 and a former attorney. Admitted to cheating on one wife. Ugh. I am answering my own question or not. I am suspicious at this point. Please confirm or negate my hesitation."
Got it. All right. What I'm confused about is whether the time frame, because it sounds like they had some communication and then face to face, and I don't understand how long it's been since face to face. Is there any indication of that in the email or not? Sounds like maybe not.
It doesn't look like it. So I think I figured it out. She immediately soured is what I think she was trying to say. So
when she said, "Let's slow it down."
So immediately soured, like in 3 days since they first met in person.
Fair enough. This is one of those things where I'm having to fill in so many blanks,
right,
that there may be a whole lot of grammatical pauses in this, Scott, so you may want to just tune me out at this moment. All right, here's the deal. If something's too good to be true, it is. I agree that a man who, look, he's been married three times or twice. He's had a girlfriend in addition to that. He's doing online dating, and he's 69 years old. So he's not stupid. He's an attorney. So he knows ways that are comfortable for him, and not only comfortable, but very likely effective to woo a woman. Nothing bad there. You are saying, "This ain't my first rodeo. I don't want to be swept off my feet. I want to get to know you, and I don't want to have a sexual relationship with a stranger. I want to get to know you." Where is the intersection of those two approaches? Part of what I don't know here is how much time you've actually spent together. I also don't know how you said to him, "I need to slow this down." I will tell you something that someone said to me once when we come back from the break. It was the most effective way I've ever heard of communicating that issue that the two of you are banging up against. I also don't know if he's still with you or you have any interest in it. It sounds like you still may have some interest in it, so stay tuned. We'll sort this out together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3759. We have It's Broken, Let's Fix It coming up with Mike Birbiglia, who is a comedian who's actually doing a one-man show right now in New York, which is extended till for another month or so. So if you live in the area or plan to to come to the area. They're also going to tape it, I believe. He has a movie coming out, which doesn't have a distributor yet, but as soon as it does, I'll let you know. But he's talking about two issues that are very topical, which is, the name of the show is Thank God for Jokes, but it deals with the whole issue of religion and humor, which, if you look at the newspaper in the last couple of years, is something to be avoided at all costs, and so he walks right into the fire about it. I think you'll get a kick out of the talk with him. And apparently he's very famous. I didn't know that everybody knew him. I saw his movie Sleepwalk With Me. I've seen his one-man shows. And he has the easiest way with an audience you've ever seen. But he does say, every once in a while.
His stand-up is great. I love his special.
But he does do all the time.
It's very
personal. Exactly. 855-993-7569. Let's go back to, what was my email person's name?
Robin.
Robin. Thank you. I should have written it down. I usually do. Robin has got the dilemma of finding a guy online. And Robin, in case you're feeling self-conscious about it, which hopefully you were not, the largest group of people who are doing online datings are 55 and up. Someone asked me this question, I've known this for the last couple of years, but if someone had asked me the question before I actually knew that statistic, I would have said probably 35-year-olds. It's not true. It's 55 and up. So you're right there in the mainstream. Again, we've got a guy who seems too good to be true. He's talking about long-term plans. He's sending flowers. He's being adorable and complimentary. It's, again, not clear to me how much time the two have actually spent eyeball to eyeball with one another. I know you've had at least one eyeball date. And Robin is saying, should I be suspicious? Is this a man who is desperate? And I would give him the benefit of the doubt, but relationships are compromises. And between his speed and your reluctance is probably a middle ground. As I mentioned, I had a guy once say to me, we will go at whatever speed you want because I think you're worth waiting for, which was a delightful thing to say. Traditionally, men are smart enough to know how to seduce a woman. Unfortunately, women have been taught since the cradle that men only want one thing, which is not true. I think men want, in addition to wanting sex, they also want relationships. They want intimacy. They want emotional support. They want caring. And hopefully as men get older, there is slightly less emphasis on the sex and slightly more on a relationship. Obviously, it's going to depend hugely on the man and everything else. So I don't think I would write him off as desperate or because he cheated on one wife that he's going to cheat on you. If you're going to ask the question, have you ever cheated, and he's going to answer it honestly, you may want to ask the follow-up question, which is, would you do it again? What did you learn from that? So you at least have the sense that this is not something he would do again, or he thought, gee, it was really fun, and the relationship was breaking up anyway. That would certainly be a red flag as far as I was concerned. If he sours, I don't know what sours means. If he said, I'm not interested in you anymore, it doesn't sound like that's the case, or you probably wouldn't have solicited my opinion. So saying to him, as my guy said to me, I think you're great. I just need a little bit more time. I'm kind of an old-fashioned girl. And believe it or not, if it's any comfort to you, somebody did a survey a couple of years ago, which kind of surprised me. And what it said is that men tended to quite often disappear after sex on the first date, and with the assumption that if she'll sleep with me on the first date, she'll sleep with anybody on the first date. So women who think, if I sleep with him on the first date, or if I don't sleep with him on the first date, he'll leave, are just as likely to sleep with them on the first date and he'll leave anyway. So the idea is you're talking about a stranger. Both of you are strangers. And the whole point about dating, especially as Americans do it, is to get to know each other. So rather than dismiss him because he's coming across hot and heavy with flowers and next year in Jerusalem, say to him, that sounds great. I'll buy you brunch tomorrow. Let's slow things down a bit. And if he says, look, either you're interested in me or you're not, say, I'm certainly interested in what I've seen so far, but I want to treat you as a special man. I don't sleep with everybody that I go out with, and before I commit myself physically to somebody, I want to make sure that they're special, and you seem to me to have that potential, but I need a little more information. And if he says, well, it's now or never, then you can say adios. You don't want to be bullied into any aspect of a relationship, certainly including sex. But I wouldn't necessarily write him off as desperate, number one. Number two, I don't know how you said to him, we're going a little bit too fast. I don't know how the discussion of the infidelity came up or was resolved or colors your particular issues. So what were the last two questions specifically, Blake?
So she just wanted to know if she was answering her own question or not, and if her hesitation is valid.
Absolutely. You're allowed to do whatever you want on a date or anything else. The idea is, again, that what we do on any relationship, whether we're talking about a teacher and a student, whether we're talking about a parent and a child, whether we're talking about a husband and a wife, and certainly when we're talking about dating, is negotiate it. Now, the difference between dating and those other three relationships I mentioned is that there is a power differential, or at least in two of the three, and you don't want that power differential in dating. What you want is something that meets both of your needs. So he obviously, seems to me, it may not be so much that he is desperate as that he feels the pressure of time. One of the questions I would ask him, I suppose, if I were going out with him, is what's your hurry? How old was your dad when he died? And because he's 69 and he may feel that time's a wasting, that he's going to lose his hair, he's going to lose his sexual potency or whatever. So I would, rather than just either deflect that or be bullied by it, I'd want to know a little bit more about it. Of course, I'm a psychologist, so number one. Your questions are legitimate, but understand that a relationship is a compromise that meets both people's needs to a certain extent. Both give up a little bit and both get a little bit. And that's what you're trying to work out. Certainly in the dating, because if you can't work it out in the dating, you're never going to work it out in the relationship. So I wouldn't dismiss him. And if he's still hanging around, I might even give him a call and say, hey, look, I'd love to buy you lunch and talk about some of these things. I guess the other issue for men and women in dating is quite often, especially people of his age and your age, are that men are expected to pay for everything. And part of what I think a guy may feel, especially on dating, is I don't want to waste a lot of time or money on somebody who's not interested in me, and especially who's not interested in me at some point to be sexual. So saying you taking some financial responsibility, and also if you are interested at some point in being sexual with him, putting that on the table is not a bad way of finding out what's really going on here, right? Good luck. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned for Mike Verbiglia on Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is probably the toughest get I have ever gotten on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. I'm broken. He's going to fix it. My guest is Mike Birbiglia, who turns out everybody knows you, Mike. They know you from your specials, and you've got a one-man show here. I knew you from Sleepwalk With Me, which was then a tough ticket. I think what you are is not only a comedian and not only terrifically good at dealing with an audience, but you're really good at creating sort of a very narrow tunnel that people have to go through to get to you, which I think is brilliant. This man is he's busy.
You're the only person who's ever said that to me, but I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm going to put that on my wall. I'm going to type it up.
Listen, I'm perfectly willing to write it out to you, you know, with a picture that says, good golly, Miss Molly. All right, so will you tell people, first of all, I know you've got a kid, you've got a life, you've got a one-man show, you've got a thing at Tribeca, which they haven't screened for the press. So I'll fuss with you about that later. But tell us about the one-man show that somehow, I don't know how you pull this off, talks about both jokes and God in one sentence.
That's true. It's called Thank God for Jokes, and it's about it's about how humor can be something that bonds us all and makes us feel closer to one another, and can also tear us apart and make us feel at odds with each other. And like God and like religion. So I would say that, in relation to how the God and jokes relate to each other, for me, and maybe not for anyone else, jokes are something of a religious experience in that way.
Okay, explain, I guess, jokes I probably get. Tell me what you mean when you say religious experience.
Well, it's communal. So you came to the show at the Culture Project on Bleecker and Lafayette, and there's like 200 of us in the room together.
Yeah,
we can all kind of see each other. Some of us are in dark and some of us are lit. And, so we're all in the room. We're all present. We're all laughing together, which is in some ways kind of like singing hymns together in church. And in a lot of ways what I'm doing is similar. I mean, I don't want to offend anyone, but similar to what a homily is or a sermon is. I grew up Catholic. I always tell people I was an altar boy as a kid, and the answer is no, I wasn't. And I think it's because they knew I was a talker. But when I was a kid, and I don't say this in the show, but when I was a kid, my mom thought, and I thought, that I would be a priest when I would grow up. Because I was like a very good altar boy, and I was a good student in catechism, and I always thought, and this is true, I always, when I watched the priest, I would always think, they always get much easier laughs than they should. Like, they're the people are too generous. A priest would be like, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, boy. And people will be like, Father Patterson, hilarious. And I'd be like, no, I'm much funnier than that. And I always wanted to get up at the pulpit. I was like, give me a shot. And then in some indirect way, that's what I do.
Well, I got to tell you, and I mean this only in the most gentle way, they dress better than you do. I've seen all your shows.
I had to hold the phone away from my mouth because it's so funny.
You're
better than me. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sloppy.
You wear jeans and untucked shirt. I mean, most of the time
right.
I've seen you, it's iron, but not exclusively. And sneaks.
Yeah.
And I thought, seeing you as a priest, I mean, it's kind of an upscale sartorial statement.
No, I know.
So maybe, it would probably be too offensive,
like,
to come out in the robes, though, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's something to think about.
Yeah, but if you're a pastor for humor, then I think it's fitting that your clothes would be unfitting.
Good point. Perhaps uneven wrinkly. All right.
If Charlie Chaplin were a priest, he wouldn't be dressed perfectly. Everything would be ill-fitting.
Well, good point. But he did have kind of a suit and a bowler hat. And, I don't want to push it too far.
All right. So.
Does your wife dress you when you go out?
Oh, God, no. We are, I'm just a rumpled, unprepared-looking person. And it's just true to who I am. I don't know. I mean, some comedians dress up well, and I don't know. It's just never. It's never been. It doesn't fit the show. If you think
it doesn't,
The show,
and
the show is just a guy wandering on stage and kind of telling some stories. And I think that the outfit matches it.
Well, because I can imagine you in a black turtleneck. You probably don't even own one, right? I can see you in a flannel lumberjack shirt, but not no. All right.
Well, you know what's funny is whenever. Well, I'll say one last thing about that.
No, keep going.
Well, people always say to me, they go, they don't realize they're insulting you. Sometimes you ever have that where people go,
oh, yeah,
you look exhausted. And I, I'm like, well, that's not nice. That's not really what I'm going for. But, but thanks.
You look relaxed.
Thanks for the input.
Relaxed.
I'm relaxed. Thank you.
All right. So, you're probably not even old enough. I actually met Perry Como years ago. I was doing a TV show. Yeah. And you sort of remind me of the Perry Como of humor, in that you just kind of come out and you kind of feel, I mean, you're every man persona. Now, I know you're really well educated, and I know you're from Massachusetts, which in theory doesn't make you even close to a redneck. But you have, I, I got to tell you this, just because I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings about your clothes. Well, maybe a little.
Not at all.
But you have the easiest way with an audience of anybody I've ever seen. You come out.
That's going on the poster.
Yeah, well, you do. You just come out, and as I said, I saw Sleepwalk With Me, and that was a tough ticket. That was, you know.
Oh,
you,
yeah. It was exciting. Well, Nathan Lane presented it. And
Yeah.
It was like my debut moment in town. It was exciting.
It was terrific. And here's this guy, and I think most of us, I mean, look, if you live in a big city and you have a television set, you're used to comedians. And I, sure. One of the things I used to do, I also knew Robin Williams pretty well, and Dick Shawn.
Oh, wow.
But these guys had an edge to them. Do you, I think the edgiest thing about your show, which isn't to say it's not really smart, because it really is, but it's really sweet, as opposed to, the edgiest thing about your show is the title, Thank God for Jokes, right? From then,
yeah.
It sort of softens.
Yeah, but, well, that, and that's true to, you know, I try to be true to myself, and when I write, and I feel like what I want, okay, so to put it in a cultural perspective, people who haven't seen the show, I talk a little bit about the Charlie Hebdo incident in France and how the 10 satirists were killed for drawing a disrespectful cartoon. And the show, in a lot of ways, is meant to explain this idea. And this I never say in the show, but it's on my bulletin board on the wall as a guiding principle, which is everyone has the right to tell jokes and to be offended by jokes, and those two ideas can peacefully coexist. And so that's really what I try to get across in the show, is this idea that, like, jokes are, overall, they're good for everybody, but they're not everybody's going to like every joke, and that's okay. That's the thing that drives me crazy when people get offended, no one should get fired for it. That's the thing that drives me crazy.
Or fired at.
Or fired at. Exactly. But I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, a professor at a university getting fired for saying something that offends their students, someone's feelings. And I'm like, well, guys, it's not about our feelings. Like, if people say a joke, you know, you can say, I don't like that joke. You can not. The most powerful thing you can do to say you don't like a joke is not laugh. I mean, that is, if you want to devastate a comedian, don't laugh.
Well, let me ask you that.
But
On that basis, have you ever had flop sweats? Have you ever sort of tried out a joke just as connect at all? And do you feel, I mean, because most comedians go, oh, no,
oh,
terrible, I got to change it.
Are you kidding me? I feel like it's. That show is always one day around the corner from me. I mean, with comedians, they always say you're only as good as your last show. And, my wife has to deal with, of course, that if I have a bad show or not as good a show, my mood is just like unmistakably lower than it would be if I had a good show. So, yeah,
well,
I have good shows, bad shows, you know.
All right, so would you... All right, give it a choice between someone not laughing and someone booing you. It sounds like you'd much rather be booed. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, folks,
great question. I think I would go with the boo because it's interactive.
Exactly. All right, so what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'll tell you where to find a show, and you can go and boo him as far as I'm concerned. And you just tell him, anybody who boos him, you say, Joy sent me. All right, my guess is Mike Birbiglia.
If you change the course of my career with this, I will be so mad at you for the rest of time.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to be offended. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My guest is the ever elusive, yet charming and adorable, and he really is, Mike Birbiglia. All right, so he's got a show. All right, well, tell him about the show that they won't let me see. This is his whole deal, folks, is exclusivity. He seems like every man, and he seems like really inclusive, but try to get into his show, right? All right, try and get into his show. All right, I'm just getting into his head. All right, so tell us about, because it seems you're directing this, but it seems vaguely autobiographical in that it's a whole bunch of...
My movie, Don't Think Twice, you mean. It's a movie that I directed that premiered at South by Southwest last month and then made its New York premiere at Tribeca Film Festival this week. And it is about a group of best friends who are improvisers. And this is a great psychology topic for you and I to mull over, which is a group of best friends where one person sort of quote unquote makes it. They're in an improv group together and one of them gets on like a Saturday Night Live type of show and the rest of them don't. And it's what happens when you realize that not everybody gets the same dream. Yeah. And what happens to friendships in that instance. And And, you know, it's universal in the sense that, like, we all have that with, we resent, you know, in advertising or, you know, or finance or whatever field that we're in. There's, I feel like there's always that one person we go, how come that person got the promotion or, and I didn't? And that's,
yep.
That's really what the movie is about. And it's a comedy, because, you know, they're comedians. And so their rapport is really fun. And it's got Keegan-Michael Key from, you might know from Key and Peele on Comedy Central, which is one of the great, in my opinion, great sketch comedy shows of all time. And then Gillian Jacobs, who's the star of Love on Netflix, which is brilliant. And it's a bunch of great folks. I'm really proud of it.
Does it feel autobiographical to you? Because of those people, I would sort of argue that you're the best known.
Of those? I don't know.
Keegan
did that thing. You probably saw this. He was the anger translator for Obama last year at the correspondence dinner. Did you see that?
When I say Mike Birbiglia, say, oh, I love him. The other ones, people say, I think I've seen him. I don't know.
Who knows? But the point is that it's a movie that's going to come out all over the country in this summer, July and August, and I'm going to be traveling around the country, actually doing improv workshops with the woman Liz Allen who taught improv to our group in behind the scenes in the movie, and I'm going to go to like 20 or 30 cities with it, but don't you think that this is perfect for you because the psychological element, of course, of feeling like other, like you're not getting what you deserve is something you've probably dealt with people for years, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the idea is the closer you are to that person, in some ways, the more virulent it is because you think, well,
of course.
They're just like me, except I'm a little smarter, or I'm a little nicer, or they must have slept with somebody. I mean, it's this horrible thing. I have to tell you quickly, I did some improv, and it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. And they said three things.
Sure.
Let's see if you agree. Number one, you always say yes, because no shuts things down. Number two, at the beginning, there are an infinite number of possibilities, but every decision you make narrows the possibilities to the point of inevitability. And the third is, no matter what you're doing, commit to it completely. If you're watching a bug cross the screen, watch that bug. So that was what they taught me. It was the scariest thing I've ever done, but probably the most fun and the most challenging. Because you can't take a coffee break. I mean, it's intense.
And you know what the other thing is? I mean, this is part of the third thing you mentioned is, it's all about listening, and that's a great lesson for life in general and all things, is listen more than you talk.
Amen. All right, so let me ask you, having said that, I love your shows. I've always loved them. But watching you deal with the audience, I don't recall Sleep Off With Me having quite as much audience interaction.
No, you're right. This is the first one where I talk to the audience. Yeah.
And, man, all right, so you talk about being arrested. And I'm not going to give away any of the show.
Yeah. How I was once arrested and asked people if they'd been.
And were you surprised? Was the show that I was at, like 30 hands went in the air. I mean, this is a New York audience. I mean, does that happen at every show where all these people have been arrested?
No, that's more than usual. Sometimes it's only one or two people. Sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 30. But it's my favorite part of the show because people have really interesting stories about being arrested. And it's also funny because, you know, the show is so intimate. It's so small. And so you'll have, you know, any given night in New York City as a show, you know, Steve Martin came one night. Billy Crystal came one night. Rachel Maddow came one night. Rachel Maddow clapped. She was in the second row. I could see her. And everyone could kind of see her. And I said, what did you get arrested for? And she told us that she was arrested for protesting. But I don't know if it counts because we got arrested on purpose. And I said, well, that if I ever get arrested again, that's what I'm going to say. Because that's
it was
a
on purpose.
Convenient excuse.
Well, I actually have as well, but I wasn't going to raise my hand. I mean, besides you were looking at the other side of the room, but I cannot believe.
Wait, what did you get arrested for?
On purpose. Actually, I've gotten stopped twice. I've gotten shot once. Well, we'll talk about that some other time because Yeah, honest. In Central Park, I think I must have put somebody on hold once too many times or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, what I was astonished at was, number one, in this sort of upscale, I mean, the tickets are not wild. I mean, they're not Broadway $250, $500 for Hamilton.
No.
But they're not, you know, $5 donations. I mean, it's not an AA meeting. For that many sort of sophisticated, all dressed up, everybody had teeth. And these people have been arrested, and they were willing to tell you. It was almost like the confessional, which I guess is part of your show, of people just telling Father Mike what was going on with an entire audience in the confessional with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
my favorite part of the show.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and by the way, there's another psychological thing about Thank God for Jokes. Is like, if people are late, I'll call them out for being late to the show. And don't you think that that's a psychological determiner of how people really feel about the event they're going to?
Well, you know, I've actually, you do it more gently. You know who does it who with an edge is Manny Patinkin. I've watched him, and he lays them out in lavender, you know. And what he will do, which is he'll sort of do the review of the show until then. So he does everything in fast forward.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before, sure. Yeah, that's a fun thing to do.
All right, so
Nathan Lane told me he used to do it on Funny Way. Funny thing that happened on the way to the forum as well.
Yeah, I think anybody who gives a talk, and especially when you're trying to get a momentum and somebody comes in late, there's that combination of revenge, anger, and I can't show it. So I think it's not, you just do it more gently. But I think your stuff with the audience, hopefully you'll keep that all in, because I think it's just so give me in 30 seconds what you've learned from dealing with the audience.
In dealing with the audience, wow.
The Q&A stuff that you've added.
Well, people, I think human beings mean well. That's all I know.
Well, and I think that's the whole point of your show. It's a gentle, and I'm not going to tell you what the last line in his, but it'll bring a tear to your eye. Hey, Mikey, go back to your busy, wonderful, exciting, successful life. Thank you so much. And if you want to come and do the show again when you do your improv, let me know.
I would love to do it. This has been so fun talking to you.
Thanks. That's Mike Birbiglia. Go see his show. We'll put it up on the website. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.